Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Imagine an America where the truth gets out. That simple. The truth gets out. The lies don't get out. The truth gets out. Or even one where opinions are okay. When I grew up, opinions were okay. If you say, I have a differing opinion about LGBT, I happen to. I don't know if you do. I have a differing opinion. I think it's weird that a man wants to be with another man or a woman wants to be with another woman. I know there are people who disagree. We can have differing opinions. You know what we can't do? We can't stop people from doing what they choose to do. We have. If you want to do that, I look at that as freaky. Now, on the other side of that, if you really are, quote, born this way, you look at me and go, Kevin, your want to be with women is strange to me. And I go, really? And you go, yeah. And I go, that's really weird because it seems so natural to me. And by the way, I've also looked around me. I look at nature and I see that what I do fits nature. It's kind of a natural thing in terms of propagation of the species and a host of other things. So I get, while you may find it weird that I happen to like the opposite sex, I have a little bit more evidence to support my view. Now, that being said, you do your thing. I don't care. But don't think I'm not going to look at it as freaky. Enough? It would be like coming into my house when I was a kid and I was playing chess. How many black kids sat around studying chess? You might go, that's kind of freaky, Kevin, if you're a baller. And you're like, why don't you come play some basketball? And I go, that's freaky to me, you basketballer. We all have our freaks in one form or another, and one man's weed is another man's landscape. But holy cow, if you have a differing opinion, well, that's fake. You can't let that out because you need to be fact-checked, Kevin Jackson. Your stance on LGBT and you're thinking that they're freaky and you're thinking that they're different or whatever, that we can't let that get out. Let me tell you this, folks. You don't have the right to be right all the time. And you don't have to be right all the time. It's okay. You can be wrong. Hey, let me ask you. Have you had an opinion that's wrong? Exactly. We all have. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Let this fact check you to keep you off balance. They opinion check you. So your opinion doesn't have to be fact. If you think anything over size 14 shoes is pretty weird, that's an opinion. Now, you may find somebody in size 18, he's 7 foot tall, and his feet don't look weird in comparison to his body. But if he's got size 18 shoes and he's 5 foot two, hello, bozo. You get what I'm saying? And by the way, they fact check everything, which assumes that their fact checkers are the experts. Where do they get their opinions? Let me put it another way. How do they fact check Einstein, for example? How do they fact check Oppenheimer? Geniuses of the world. Who determines who gets the fact check? How many ideas were fact checked during their time only to be ridiculed later? Oh, well, this is the way that it is. This is the earth is flat. It has been fact-checked. Then somebody watches a ship go over the horizon and goes, the earth can't be flat. It's like that ship just went off the other side of the world. How many other things? Look throughout history at, this is the way it is. This is the science of how the earth moves around the sun and the moons and all that. And then you find out, nah, holy Copernicus. The world does not revolve around you. So, this is the thing. These people are not experts. Everything is open for examination, or it should be. And here's the real interesting part to all of this. I'm about to blow your minds here. What do you learn from being wrong? Einstein did the theory of relativity, and then he actually fact-checked himself. And you know what Einstein came to the conclusion? That he was wrong. He goes, I think I'm wrong. I believe that. And he came up with a whole new, even more revolutionary theory that people now believe is right. Will it be proven wrong? I don't know. Bigger brains than mine need to decide. But here's what I'll tell you. You can learn a lot from watching people do things the wrong way, from watching ideas go the wrong way, from watching people make mistakes. And you go, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that. I don't want to participate in that. Lots of good things can come from bad ideas. A good example, I mean, it's probably not the best example, but they were trying to make a super glue at 3M. And they made a glue that just barely stuck. And that's how we got Post-it notes. Do you use Post-it notes? It came from a failed experiment. That's why we have to discuss everything. You don't know where genius is going to come from. How many times do you have to fail? How many bad ideas do you have before finally you go, boy, here's one that actually works. But if you can't talk about it, if you can't examine anything, how do you put intellectual vigor to thought? Somebody says something, they go, this is the way it is. Oh, we can't question that. Really? I question everything, man. My mind is built around going, really? Show me. Let me see it again. That's the way my mind is built. I have to see it, sometimes repetitively. I feel like that baboon that watched the magic trick, and every time the guy would make the thing disappear, the baboon would put his hand on his head. Like, oh no, man, you fooled me again. Melissa and I were talking about that the other day. I don't know how many times that baboon had to watch that magician fooling, but he had the same reaction every time. But here's what I'll tell you. At some point, the light was going to go, and he was going to go, I think you're palming it. I think I know what you're doing. Oh, man, we got a heck of a show for you today. I hope that I've made you think about something. By the way, the reason why I brought all this up is I want to be unbanned. I want to stop the shadow banning of my voice. I want people to be able to hear what I have to say. I actually think I'm relevant. And I'm not saying it as a cocky guy. I'm saying I honestly believe that many of the ideas that I espouse, I believe all of them, in fact, come from God. I'm not telling you I'm a God. I'm just telling you God speaks to me and gives me an intellect and a level of being able to look at things that I just don't believe is natural. I don't. I don't think it comes from just my experiences. Got a lot more for you. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not. But you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What's up, deplorables? Maggots? Teabaggers? Isn't that what they call us? They got a lot of names for us. Black folks on the left call you white folks snow roaches. That one always cracks me up. Anyway, glad you guys are with me. Maybe you're, were you part of the bloodbath that happened recently? There's all kinds of stuff out there. But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about second opinions. Second opinions. A new study finds that 9 in 10 people who go for a second opinion after seeing a doctor are likely to leave with a refined or new diagnosis from what they were first told. Is that a scary thought or what? I mean, we think about the public health system and what's in place. Do no wrong is what the Hippocratic Oath is supposed to say. And these people don't know what they're doing. Do you trust the medical system anymore? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't. Think about it at the highest level. The doctors that go to the NIH are supposed to be the most renowned experts in their field. The National Institute of Health. And what are they? Nothing but bureaucrats. They
they're the Faucis of the world. They don't practice anymore. They do nothing except wade the bureaucratic morass, and they do what they're told to keep their fat jobs. Where are the doctors that look at what you... I mean, I watched this show called, it was a Royal Pains, a concierge doctor. This guy would look, I mean, it's of course fictionalized, but he's looking at a patient, and, oh, you look rather yellow, you know, and, oh, we got to check you for this, and they do blood work and... excuse me, all these different things. And I was watching this show going, it's two different kinds of medicines in this world. There's what we get, which is sort of boilerplate. And then there's what the rest of the world gets, where they run a series of tests and they get it down to the microbe level. That shows you all I know about medicine. But they get it down to a level where they've checked everything, your blood work, what did you eat? They check, you know, are there things at your house? Are there pathogens that you're not aware of? And you're going, wow. You can only be left with, this is amazing. 9 out of 10 people who go in for a second opinion get one. I don't know about you, but you get diagnosed with something kind of fatal. And you got to wonder, is this the case? Who was it? Oh, our niece. She went in with she had a pregnancy. And they did some test on her and said, oh, your child's going to be born with no brain and no legs and no this and no that. And she had been really trying hard to have a baby and couldn't, and finally got one. And then they give her the diagnosis. And so Melissa goes, you better get a second opinion. I just don't believe that. You know, there's no reason for this to occur or whatever. I don't. And it was, when I tell you that it was a devastating thing that they reported her. So she goes, she gets a second opinion, and as it turns out, there's nothing wrong with this child. And she was at a point where she was literally having to look at, do I let this baby go? Because they told her, this baby won't live. It wouldn't even be an abortion. We're doing the baby a favor kind of thing. One where even, you know, people that are, I mean, we're pro-life. We were like, you know, under the circumstances, you may have to abort this child kind of thing. So he gets a second opinion, and the doctor goes, nothing wrong. So she goes back to the base doctor, the whole system, and says, you people almost had me ready to abort my baby. And this is a woman that wanted a child more than you can even imagine. And they, I will say, in their favor, They reprimanded all up and down the food chain. She could have absolutely taken them to task. And she said, only thing she said is this. I want to make sure this doctor never does that to another young mother. Because there was anguish throughout the entire family, like, because we knew how much she wanted a baby. And thank goodness they didn't do anything. So, help birth a healthy little baby. Anyway, let me go back to this. Researchers at the Mayo Clinic examined 286 patient records of individuals who had decided to consult a second opinion, hoping to determine whether being referred to a second specialist impacted one's likelihood of receiving an accurate diagnosis. Now, before I go on, I want to say this. You know, when you go to a medical expert, you really want to believe that they know what they're doing. I lost faith. I'm going to tell you right now. They said the study conducted using records of patients referred to the Mayo Clinic's General Internal Medicine Division over a 2-year period ultimately found that when consulting a second opinion, the physician only confirmed the original diagnosis 12% of the time. Now, are they going, well, I want the business, so I'm going to tell you that this guy's wrong? Or are they really doing a deeper dive? I don't have the answer, but I'll tell you this. The way our medical system works, if it works anything like our school system, if it works like our tax system, if it works like our military, whatever, I don't trust it. I believe that it is a cabal. I believe that they want you to take that first thing. You just go, okay, well, fine. Go ahead and take a lung. And you're just going, you know, who knows? They take the lung, they go sell it to the Japanese, for all we know, right? You don't know. Don't be looking at me like I'm crazy. You don't know what they do with your body parts. Well, Kevin, we're going to have to take one of your kidneys. What? It's failing. But old Quasimodo, you're a match. I don't trust them. They said among those with updated diagnosis, 66% received a refined or redefined diagnosis. 21% were diagnosed with something completely different, what their first conclusion a physician concluded. Don't let that refined or redefined fool you. A different diagnosis of any kind most often means a different treatment than the original call for to be given. So, you know, it's one thing to miss it, but you miss it so badly. Yeah, I don't know if it would be like saying you've got, do you think you got diabetes and then it turns out you got a thyroid condition. I mean, and that would be benign in comparison. They tell you, one of my friends, he was diagnosed with cancer, went to another doctor. They go, you don't have cancer. This was years ago, but I remember that. I remember thinking, man, what a terrible thing for somebody. You've got cancer. Oh, no, you don't. I mean, wouldn't you want to just kiss that other doctor in the lips? I went to the doctor. He gave me a prescription for X, but the second doctor wrote a prescription for Y and said surgery might be necessary too. Wow. And here's the question. Is the second diagnosis correct? I mean, you really don't know, do you? Maybe was the first doctor right? I don't know that I agree that the first doctor is right most of the time. I don't know. I'm just telling you, you don't know. It's like if you have one watch and it says, you know, and it's an analog and it says it's a time, it's the time. If you have a second watch, it isn't. What about a digital watch? You got two watches. Do you ever know the real time? That's kind of the question here. Anyway, something to ponder. Don't mean to get you guys all riled up. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Negotiations for a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas are ongoing, according to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We are doing, working 24-7, leaning in, trying to make sure that we get that the hostage deal so that we have a temporary ceasefire so that we can get that all-important aid into Gaza.
Additionally, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is scheduled to visit Saudi Arabia and Egypt this week as part of diplomatic efforts related to the conflict. Forbes says Donald Trump is ruling out Vivek Ramaswamy as his top VP pick. Forbes reported that Trump told the biotech entrepreneur that he was not in the running, but that Vivek could get a cabinet position in the event Trump wins in November. Trump is apparently looking for someone that he is more ideologically aligned with as his running mate. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You know who Bernie Marcus is? He owns Home Depot. Started Home Depot, I believe. Anyway, he wrote this piece. He says, for the first time in my 94 years on Earth, I fear for the future of our democracy. Now, you've been hearing leftists talk about this for quite some time. They fear for the democracy. The democracy is at stake. Democracy, democracy. I wish we had a mashup of every time these people talked about protecting the democracy. Maybe we do. Do we? You guys look. Let me know. He says, but I see the federal government using its enormous powers with contempt for the governed instead of with the consent of the governed as the founders envisioned. Fundamental change in America is occurring by executive order or the force of government's police powers instead of through the legislative process required by the Constitution. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. Bernie Marcus, as brilliant as he is, he's not going to tell you anything you know, but he's going to codify it in such a way that makes you think. He goes on, from this I fear the free market capitalism may be replaced by big government socialism. He fears it? It already is being replaced by that. It says, I also fear the erosion of our rights and freedoms, including parental rights, freedom of speech and religion, and due process. Bernie, wake up, my friend. This has already been going on. You know why Bernie hasn't felt it? Because he's super rich. He can get around the rules. Bernie could have gone out and, you know, bought a restaurant, said, we're gonna open it, you're gonna serve me. He could have his own medical facility. This man has some money. He doesn't have to play by the rules. But even with all of his wealth, he looked at it and said, you know what? I got everything I want individually, but where is my life? Why is it that I can't, even if I could fly my private jet somewhere, what can I do if I can't go and enjoy it the way freedom allows? I mean, just imagine, you could have all the money in the world. You could build your little bubble, your ecosystem. And yes, it'll be your group of friends. I saw this in some movie. I forget what I was watching. But these people live forever. The wealthier you are, the more you could live forever. And what was funny is they made a comment that rang true to me. He said, look, we're going to be with each other for the duration. We don't have the luxury to be mad at each other. Because all the people that are going to die off, they die. We have the money to keep ourselves alive forever and ever. The only way you could be killed, I forget the plot of it. It was a sci-fi thing. But the richest people were with each other for thousands of years. Can you imagine that? That's a world that Hollywood's not just imagining. There are people that want it. There are people that are going, look, if we can figure out a way to preserve ourselves and our wealth legacy-wise so we never have to worry, and then we can live forever. We, I mean, all this stuff, cryogenics and stuff, they ain't poor people working on it. Poor people want out. they don't want their body preserved. They're like, I ain't coming back to do this again. It's only rich people that are like, will you please preserve a part of me because I'd like to come back and be self-indulgent the way I am now. Yeah, I bet. Let me put it to you this way. If you gave me a lifestyle, the one that I, you know, sometimes theorize I would have had or could have, I'd want to live forever. But in its current form, it's okay for me when God goes, Kev, we're taking you home. Thank you, Lord. Please. I'm not going to do it myself, but if you want to make it happen right now, I'm good to go. I'm not suicidal. I'm just realistic. How many years would you want to fight? I don't know about you. I'm getting a little long in the tooth. I don't want to keep fighting these crazy people. And until Republicans get to the point where they actually know how to fight and win, why would I want to stay in this rat race? Y'all are lucky. I mean, I'm not going to try to be all, hoo-hoo, look at me. But I'm going to tell you, people are lucky I'm hanging around as long as I have. If you don't want to fix something and I'm giving you the solution, I got things to do. Anyway, he goes on, he says, in the past, I always had confidence that a president who was a threat to the democracy could be voted out of office in the next election. He goes, I'm not confident about that today. My lack of confidence is because the media today is not the watchdog over government that our founders intended it to be. It's instead a lapdog of the government, shielding the public from the entire truth about the policies and actions of the current administration. Bernie's being critical of Joe Biden, and rightfully so. As I've told you many times, show me something Joe Biden's done that's benefited the greater good, the population of America. Show me something that tells me he really cares about us first. Look, if we got, it's kind of like in your household. You get out, you work, you do your thing, you pay your bills. Somebody comes along and needs help and you go, well, we got it. You're probably going to help. But if you ain't got it, you're probably not going to help. It's tough to feed somebody when you're starving. You get what I'm saying? Of course you do, because you're conservatives and you listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. He goes on, he says, one vivid example of this became a meme. The television reporters declaring while doing their stand-ups that the riots in 2020 were mainly peaceful as fires raged in the background. I was not surprised earlier this month by the reprise of Russia collusion, nor will I be surprised if the media soon characterizes a Trump rally as an insurrection. The media may be the biggest threat to our democracy since only well-informed voters guarantee the future of it. What they're saying, what he's saying is the media is a propaganda machine. You know this. Again, Bernie's not going to tell you anything you don't know. He may just put it into a perspective that gives you a little bit of food for thought. Or maybe you just respect that the dude is a billionaire and he's starting to take notice. But don't take notice of what he's telling you about. That imparting that knowledge on you is getting you nothing. Ask yourself, why is a billionaire, a guy who's got everything, why is he telling me? This is a guy that is behind the curtain. He has people running to him for money. He gets into the cocktail conversations. Even if they don't like him, they'll bring him. Because money gets you access. This is a man who's seen behind the curtain and he knows what's back there. And he's telling you. He's telling you. The Democrats know this dude is deranged, Biden, using the government for his own good, his own purposes, to stop a citizen, a good citizen, who dare run against him, and this is going on, it's been going on for a long time, and if we don't stop at this time, we're in big trouble. He goes on, there's more on the line in this year's presidential election than ever before. Anybody disagree with that? Please let me know. 844-551-8255. He says, it's a mistake to assume that this election will be a rerun of 2020. The presumptive nominees in the world have changed since then. Biden can no longer portray himself as kindly Uncle Joe. Hey, have you heard this somewhere before? I'm curious. Who would have said something like that? I'm forming an image. He's a black dude, rather good looking, has a radio show used to be on Fox, God, anyway, it'll come to me. It'll come to me. But he goes on, he says, Biden can't put himself as a kindly Uncle Joe or a moderate Democrat. His recent State of the Union address, which was the most divisive of any I recall. This is a 94-year-old man telling you this. He says, reveals he is a very angry man and not some Americans would want as their uncle. His policies and the undemocratic means by which he implemented them confirm he is pulled to the far left by the far left extremist in the Democrat Party. This is the guy behind the scenes. Trust me, politicians on both sides of the aisle have talked to him. I don't know Bernie's politics. I'm pretty sure if he's built Home Depot, he's a conservative. But he's looking at this pragmatically and he's saying, as a billionaire, I can tell you, my rights, I'm concerned about the democracy. He doesn't even, no offense, at 94 years old, he doesn't have a dog in the fight. He's lived a life of luxury. He doesn't have to spend 2 seconds thinking about this stuff. Why does he? The same reason why you do. It's not about money. It's not about what time we have left. It's about what are we leaving to the people that we love, we care about. That's why he's talking. I care about my kids. I really do. But you know what? I care about yours too. I care about what this country is going to look like afterwards. I know it sounds really weird to be so caught up in this thing. I know. I was indoctrinated as a child where we said the Pledge of Allegiance every morning. And I was made to believe that America was the greatest country in the world and I wanted to represent it in some way, shape, or form. I believed it. I still do. Crazy. How much it's been indoctrinated into me that I need to put my country ahead of other countries. The same way I put my family ahead of other families. No offense, guys, but I do. And you do too. I don't mind if you tell me that's what you do. And I'm certainly not going to leave out God. So Bernie's giving us a warning sign. We'll be back and talk more about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Bernie Marcus says, unite behind Donald Trump. And he's making the case for it. He wrote an article, an op-ed. And he's excoriating the Biden administration. He says it's dictatorial. We're in a socialist environment. I think it's worse. We're in a communistic environment, and we've got a madman running it. It would be different. I might even like communism if it was Trump running things. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hey, speaking of finances and Trump running stuff, because that's what I think of when I think of Donald Trump, please go to my website. Look at the Fenmore thing. It's a card. They call it, there's an all card. Just click on the Fenmore thing. You'll find it there. It's a credit card with built-in coupon. In other words, you use that card at Home Depot. We're talking about Bernie's place, Bernie Marcus's place, and you get an automatic discount. It's built into the card. Average of 3 to 8%. You're just leaving money on the table everywhere you go. You go to Walmart, use the card. You get a discount. You go to Best Buy, use the card. Use it everywhere. It's automatic. You don't even know where the discount may come from. There's a list of companies. There's hundreds. But just use it. And here's what I'll tell you. It's about $5 a month. You'll save 25, 30. My brother just put this card. He told me, he says, hey, Kev, he goes, I'm buying, I forget how much, but he buys a truckload of this. He's a Bill's basements and stuff. And he's telling me he's spending thousands of dollars a month at Home Depot. He goes, I had a crew. They left their tools at such and such. He goes, they got the rain came. And it ruined a bunch of his tools. He had to buy $1,000 worth of tools. He goes, I'm not going to tell you. He goes, I was upset. He goes, but it was our nephew who did it. So he didn't get too mad at him. But he goes, I'd go buy $1,000 worth of new tools. I was like, go do it. At least you'll save, you know, $100 or something if you get it at Home Depot. So he's got it. Many of my family members, many of my friends, I have it. And the reason I'm telling you this is because if you do it, it's going to save you money. So go to the website, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Go for FinMore, Financial More. That's what it really stands for. And get the card. Really that simple. And thanks to those of you who are going and getting our merch. We are improving that merch line. We're eliminating things that I don't like. We've enhanced some of the graphics. It is good stuff. And I'm going to tell you, even if you don't wear tennis shoes, get a pair of the Trump shoes. I'm telling you, at some point, those bad boys are going to be worth some money. And it, as I owe some of you, when I see you, I will sign those for you. Not that that's going to, it might give you another nickel, but I'll sign them. Anyway, I'm talking about Bernie Marcus, and he's concerned about the idea that there are people in this country who want 4 more years of Joe Biden. How's that even possible? He says, Joe Biden has opened up the southern border, millions of unvetted people, compromised national security, crime spinning out of control in the streets, force the middle class Americans to raid their retirement funds to put food on their tables, my hands up, divided America more than at any time in the history of the Civil War. He has fulfilled Barack Obama's promise to transform America, not a welcome transformation, as Biden's dismal job approval ratings prove. He says when Trump was in office, his Democrats and the media allies portrayed him as a pugnacious New Yorker who did not act presidential and somehow craved dictatorial powers. They're still doing it, he says, but they've upped the rhetoric. And over the weekend, Pelosi invoked Adolf Hitler while attacking Donald Trump. These people are full of hyperbole. They will kill you. They will hurt. They will look at Donald Trump and the rhetoric around, what was the word, bloodbath? Bernie goes on to say, his detractors are unwilling to look past Trump's rough edges, see the results he achieved during his first of what I hope will be 2 terms. His policies achieved the highest wage rate in 50 years, keeping inflation in check, lowest unemployment rate for minorities, energy independence for America, and among other stunning results. This is why when people tell me, you're a Trumper, I'm like, you know what? Shut up. I'm a resulter. I want results. I told you what I don't like about Trump. I don't like his choice of people, and I don't like how he handled COVID. Outside of that, the dude is a freaking rock star. And anybody who wants to get in my face and say otherwise, bring it. I'm not scared of you. He says, moreover, his policies and the projection of his and America's strength kept the company out of new foreign conflicts. It is essential to national security that American enemies fear our president. He says, this doesn't mean Trump does not have to do better. He did. And he's done so since leaving office. Having become close to him in the last 7 years, I've seen a side of him that's not seen by the public. He is truly, again, I'm giving you what a guy says that, you know, because people, I don't like Donald Trump. I don't like this. Shut up. You don't know what you don't like. You don't even know the man. You only know what people tell you. This is a guy that's been with him. And here's what he says. He's truly one of the most misunderstood men in America. And I and other friends of his have urged him to let the public see the real Donald Trump. His recent praise of Nikki Haley was unifying, showing the magnanimous side of him that his friends often see. Expect more of the real Donald Trump to emerge. Here's what I'll tell you, what I know about Trump. Trump is going to fight you hard in public. And if he wins, and generally he will, he's going to get behind. He'll come to you and say, hey, you did a great job. What a fight. He's going to come to you the way boxers, you know, they hype it up because they go, okay, we got to get the gate. We got to get people involved. And then when it's done, they hug and go, great fight, man, great fight. Win or lose. Trump understands it from a pugilist point of view. He's like, man, it ain't personal. But it is, really. He says, the world has changed, Marcus says, since 2020. It's less safe. America's enemies are stronger, more emboldened. China, Iran, Russia, becoming rich by changes in America's energy policy. Canceling the Keystone Pipeline, reducing oil leases, blocking all oil drilling on certain federal lands. He says America's cities are less safe, because of illegal entry into the company of millions of unvetted people from China, Russia, Central and South America, the Middle East, and Europe. This is compounded by an unwillingness of the local Democratic Party prosecutors to prosecute violent criminals. I think I've heard this somewhere. Hello, is this thing on? He says the Taliban has reopened terrorist training camps in Afghanistan. Stakes are higher than just... during the first Trump-Biden match. It says, the running mate who Donald Trump picks will be more important than in prior elections, although he proved in his first term that he is more than a capable person to solve America's problems. It will likely take more than 4 years to solve the mountain of problems America now faces. I just heard Trump is taking Vivek off the VP list. Good, bad, whatever. I think Vivek would have been a stellar VP. Somebody willing to learn why Trump eliminated him, who knows? I already told you, I don't like Trump the way he picks people. And I would have liked to see Vivek at least get a real shot. Maybe he did get a real shot. Maybe he screwed it up. Sharp guy, though. And they say he will definitely have a spot in Trump's administration. He goes on, he says, there are several action conservative donors need to take to ensure Trump-Biden 2 will have a different outcome than the first match. First, the different factions of the Republican Party must unite behind Trump and fully participate in the presidential election. Put another way, no one should sit out this presidential election or withhold their financial support. Man, I bet Bernie's just, I bet he's piling it into these PACs. Second, he says, those who supported constitutionally dubious schemes, like invoking the 14th Amendment to try to keep Trump off the ballot, should discontinue such efforts. Not only should they discontinue them, they should get the crap kicked out of them. Third, conservative donors should fund efforts to fill holes in the Republican election strategies. There are, for example, gaps between Democrats and Republicans' efforts on early voting for low-propensity voters. Democrats have a tremendous advantage. There are also gaps in election mechanics. Example, Zuck bucks are still flowing into some of the battleground states. Fourth, Democrats have a consequential advantage in the youth vote. There's a ceiling at 35% of millennial and Gen Z voters casting votes for the Republican nominee in the last three elections. Glenn Youngkin proved he could, you know, close that gap. Let me tell you something. All those gaps are being closed, not by the Republicans. They're being closed by Donald Trump and the efforts of people like me and many others to reinforce exactly what's happening here, to put it in terms that people can understand. And all we need is our voice to get out there. You don't want to talk to somebody? Tell them about my show. Encourage them. Say, man, you will hate this guy. You need to listen to him. Give them to a leftist. I don't care who listens to my program. Let the leftists come critique it. Because all they're going to do is get educated. It's happened before. I had one contact me. Said, Kevin, I used to listen to your show thinking I was going to, you know, be mad. He goes, you taught me all kinds of stuff. Unite behind Trump.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.